Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 21st of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay. My name's Alan Fransman. I'm my full name, age,
Where you're from, yeah.
Yeah. How old am I? I'm 38. I'm originally from South Africa. I've been living in Sheffield for 9 years.
Great.
Okay.
And how are you today?
I'm fine. Yeah. I was a bit nervous. I was mostly worried about whether the kit was going to work or not, but it appears to be working, so I'm more relaxed now.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I read about it on the BBC News website back in November, I think, when it was first mooted. And then just kept an eye out to see when it was going to come up, because obviously back then it was idea for an hotel, which is on the fourth plinth, and just kept an eye out to, and tried to apply.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself on?
Well, when I initially saw the idea, I thought it would be a great opportunity for community media, because it's, you know, as Anthony Gormley said, this is about the democratization of art, and community media is about the democratization of media. And I thought it would be a perfect match. And given that community media, community radio, doesn't get a huge amount of coverage, not many people know about it, I thought this would be a really good way of drawing media attention to community media and just getting it out in the press. And initially, I didn't realize that it was going to be based on individual applications from people. I thought maybe we could apply as an organization and we could put someone forward. And when I realized it was individual, I thought, well, I may as well apply myself, which is what I did.
And what exactly are you planning on doing with your hour?
Okay. a variety of things. I think for me, it's more important just to focus on the purpose of my hour. The first is to draw attention to community radio. The second, to draw attention to the station I work for, Sheffield Live. Third, to draw attention to Sheffield, and specifically the cultural product from Sheffield. As you will know, you know, Sheffield's got a vibrant music scene now, with lots of interesting music coming from Sheffield, the Arctic Monkeys and the Makers, and a lot of other acts, you know, bubbling under, waiting to break through. And and I'll be playing music from Sheffield as well. And then finally, the community radio sector is in a very delicate position at the moment. We all sort of surviving, but there's not a huge amount of funding, and it's a struggling sector, and the stability of the sector is always under threat. So what I also want to do is draw attention to a campaign from the community media sector to get government to invest more in community media and community radio.
And when did you initially get involved in community media?
Oh, a long time ago. My first job was as a trainer for community radio in 1997, I think, back in Johannesburg in South Africa.
And what was it that inspired you to get involved
in community radio?
Yeah.
Well, when I did my degree, I got involved in my student radio station. And by the end of my degree, I wanted to be in radio. That's what I always wanted to do. And I didn't want to become a teacher, which was what I was being trained to become. And started pursuing a career in radio. And the first job I got was as a trainer, because of my background in education and my experience in radio. I got the job as a community radio trainer.
And can I just ask you a little bit about your background?
Sure.
When you grew up, how that kind of shaped you as a person?
Sure. Well, I grew up in South Africa, apartheid South Africa. You know, it's a, I suppose, a really big deal, you know. For me, you know, growing up in that context, it was always about trying to achieve more than people wanted you to achieve, and be able to, you know, just do more than the apparatus or the establishment wanted you to do. I grew up protesting most of my life, taking part in social action and demonstrations. So it's pretty much part of me as a person, you know. So that's why I think community media is so important, because it's about people taking action, taking the initiative, and trying to change the circumstances that they are in. And that's why I think this is such a great idea, you know, because for me, you know, apart from the fact that I'm going to be on the plinth, there's far more media interest in community radio just because of this opportunity, you know. And so it's about, you know, taking opportunities and making opportunities, not waiting for them, because they won't come if you don't work at them.
And when did you move over to England?
In 2000, applied for a job in Sheffield and got it. And initially I was just going to come over for 3 years, but ended up staying.
And what do you think, I mean, how would you compare the kind of community media in South Africa and England?
It's difficult for me, you know, because I've been living in England for so long now. I think community media in England, there are far more opportunities for growth and opportunities to do really creative work. Compared to South Africa, I don't know. When I left South Africa, community radio was still just taking off, you know. I had a role as a trainer in community radio, and I worked for a project, a mobile project, and I used to train in different parts of the country. So I travelled all over South Africa doing training in different community radio stations. I think for me the similarities are community radio all over the UK, they're always really inspiring people involved, you know, people with lots of energy, and people want to make a difference in their communities, and you'll find them everywhere. And I think for me the big thing about community radio in South Africa, it's at the forefront of redefining South Africa as a nation, you know, because it's one of the new things that came out of the new dispensation in 1994, you know, democracy and community radio. So it's a really big thing, you know, and it's a far more established sector. So we had community radio in South Africa in 1994, community radio in the UK in 2004, 10 years later. But it's an exciting time, you know, and it's a good place to be, you know. It's in some ways, you know, I was at an exciting time in South Africa when community radio was starting then, and now an exciting time in the UK.
And who do you actually work with your radio station?
Oh, a variety of people. I mean, community radio is not for profit. It's a, you know, same way a trust or a charity works. I have three colleagues. We all part time, and but the station really is kept going by the input from volunteers, people from all over Sheffield, and a real variety of people. You know, from We've got, you know, unemployed people, we've got young people from university and school, we have university, we have a university professor as well. You know, it's a real diversity of people. We have refugees working, taking an active role in the station, some of them with quite a lot of responsibility. And for me, I think a station like mine and many other stations across the UK represent the UK, you know, contemporary Britain the way it is now, which is a mixture of lots of different people actively taking part in society and redefining what it means to be a citizen in the UK.
So just to go back to your hour slot.
Okay.
What material are you hoping to use? Is it purely music? Are you speaking as well?
Okay. I'll be speaking a lot. I'll be playing music from Sheffield. I've also got a banner that I'm going to unroll on the plinth. Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know what the weather's doing. If it's not, hopefully it's not raining. But I've got a banner that I'm going to roll out on the plinth with Sheffield Live on the banner, but also a URL for a link to a letter to the Prime Minister about community radio.
And do you think that this is something that needs to have a lot more light shed on?
Yes, because for me, you know, people who run community radio stations are unsung heroes in the UK, and I think a lot more attention needs to be paid to the work that people are doing.
And what are your hopes and fears for the slot?
Hopes and fears. Well, my main hope is that everything works properly, you know, that the kit works, that I'm reasonably coherent, that I don't get stage fright. I suppose the fears are the same thing. I probably just express my fears now. But I hope that people will pay attention. I hope that people will enjoy themselves. You know, for me, probably one of the most important things about my time on the plinth is that I want people to get some enjoyment out of my time. I don't want it to be something individual, you know. I don't want it to be something that people can't participate. I want it to be a piece of entertainment that people hopefully will enjoy.
And obviously, being in radio, you obviously, you know, music is pretty integral. Mm. Is that something that you've always been very interested in?
Oh yes, yeah. I'm interested in all types of music.
And what types of music do you choose to air on your show?
I don't actually have a radio show. I'm a program coordinator, and I mainly support people in making programs and tell them when they're doing things wrong. So all of those people that I have a go at are listening, and will be waiting to catch me out. But I have done radio shows before, yes. Okay.
And what are you hoping to walk away with ultimately after your hour?
Well, the main thing I'm hoping for is coverage, you know, and coverage in the press and about community radio, because that's the main thing, really. That's the aim. That's what I want to draw attention to.
And can I just ask you quickly about Sheffield?
Sure.
What it means to you, how long you've been there for?
Sheffield's an amazing city. When I arrived, I wasn't too enamored by it, but it's a city that grows on you. It's a city you fall in love with. And I absolutely love living in Sheffield now. I consider it my home. I mean, I've got more than one home now, obviously. But I'm very fond of Sheffield, and I like to represent Sheffield. I like to tell people about how wonderful it is.
Great. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.